This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, always fun having Lisa Hale on. And before we get started, before we get to our next guest, I just want to do a little thing here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Don McColl from Bell and Sports Medicine. Wow. Happy birthday to...
Oh, man, come on.
You.
Sorry, Don.
Don, you know what? Don, I feel bad. What a rough landing coming in here. She comes in. We hand her a water. Ice. It's just ice. It's just frozen. There's not.
She slipped and slid because we got snow coming down hard here in downtown Green Bay.
It's the business's responsibility to shovel in front of their building. We did not do that.
Well, so just started.
She almost slipped.
Out of the blue.
And then she got frozen water, and then you had to torture her with... But anyway, happy birthday. Welcome.
That was courtesy of Mark Hewson.
Bless his heart. Thank him.
So we talk weekly about how great Bellin is. And, of course, Mark talks about what you do for the youth in terms of sports. And we've talked about just all the entities you have, the Fast Care, right? Is that what it's called? Where people can come in. Give a story about somebody...
The Saturday morning things for high school athletes.
Right. Yep. So, but you are working on something else. Anyway, welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Your big thing now is this Project Search.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, and let me just say one thing, though, too. Like, Bellin does such a phenomenal job with athletes and sports injuries and everything. But like they always used to say in the media, in TV, sports was like the toy store of, the news. It's like that's just fun and whatever. Right. And that's what sports is. But you deal with something that's a lot deeper that is really, really, really vitally important in helping some people. So go ahead and take it with that, Don.
Sure. So my role at Bellin Health is I am the volunteer manager of the health system.
Right.
So I make sure that we have volunteers who are present in the hospitals, the clinics, the surgical centers. But one of the things that I do that's really, really exciting is that I help with Project Search. And Project Search is something that Bellin's been doing for 10 years. And it basically is an internship program for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities who are in their last year of high school. And so what they do is they apply for it. We go through a skills assessment program, and then they become a part of our Bellin family. It is a program that starts in September and goes through May. And it's pretty exciting. It's a wonderful program. It does a lot for the interns and for our Bellin Health, frankly.
Wow. That's great. Exposure to the healthcare industry as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We just got a text. Somebody said they know somebody who went through that program, and it changed their life.
Oh,
wow.
Because it allowed them to kind of come out of their shell a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when you're working with certain groups of people, it's a good thing it's a year program. It really... Because sometimes there's a lot of these one-event programs, but... Is it weekly that they come to see you?
So what they do is that the interns are immersed into the business environment 5 days a week, and where they learn a variety of job skills during a 3-10-week rotation. And when they go through the rotations, the first rotation, they're building employable skills.
Right.
And then the next rotation, they build on the skills that they got the first rotation.
That's awesome.
So as they go through the year, They're building those skills and becoming more marketable in the marketplace.
Well, and I think that's important what Todd just said is that you want to learn a skill, but you really want to learn the soft skills of communicating with people, kind of taking direction.
That's so important.
Giving direction.
That's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not only do they go through the internship program, they're immersed in the actual department.
Right.
They also go through classroom instruction for like, they start their day at about 8:30 and they go for about an hour and a half every day in the classroom. And those are the soft skills that you just mentioned that they're talking, that they learn. So you look at how do you know, answer the phone?
Right.
How do you do an email? Let's talk about your resume. Let's talk about interviewing skills. So they touch on all that along with going into the actual department and learning some hard skills.
That's awesome. That soft skills, and it's not just for the people coming to your program. A lot of kids in high school need to learn the soft skills. I was a big brother for a while. And one of the things I did was, and I was the mayor at the time, and we were going to an event, and I'm going to shake a lot of hands. And I mean, this kid just, I'm like, look, dude, you got to have a little firmer handshake.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
You
got to
look me in the eye.
Yep. How many times have you had somebody come in for an internship or whatever, and you want to say, okay, come on, bring it. Don't make me pull it out of you. Come on, bring it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And a lot of times it's there, but for some reason they're just a little reticent to bring it, almost like they're afraid to bring it out at times. Yeah. But I've seen it where there might be a spark where all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And it really does change a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because a lot of times, let's be honest, hate to say it, but we can be a little bit superficial, and it's like what you see on the surface sometimes is how you judge a person, correct?
That is correct. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about Project Search and how it benefits these individuals, right? So they come in and just like you had mentioned, they're not confident.
Right.
They don't, you know.
That's a good word. It's the confidence factor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. They don't have, they've been kind of sheltered, you know, in the sense where they go to school, they're in special ed programming. They have a group of individuals that they have been kind of their whole life around that are similar to them. So what this does is it puts them, immerses them into the business environment. And it's really cool to watch them grow because, you know, they have increased independence, confidence, self-esteem. And then they learn those valuable work skills in a very safe environment. So it's just such a good win for these individuals.
That's awesome, Dawn. We're talking with Dawn McColl from Bellin Sports Medicine, and we talk about Bellin every week. They're a great sponsor of our show.
We're talking about the physical aspects.
Right, but now she's really talking about a program, and you have a lot of programs over at Bellin. This is just one of them.
Yes.
And I don't know how long. I also want to, you take care of all the volunteers too. So
I do.
If people want to volunteer, I want to get some information. But before I do that, one of the things that you do besides garner volunteers is Project Search. And so how does someone get involved? I mean, they've been in school for 4 years. Mm-hmm. These are seniors, super seniors, right?
Yes.
Okay. And their parents, or they want to take advantage of your program. Is it regional or how does it work?
It is in Green Bay. You can be a Green Bay School District member. You can be a student at Howard, Pulaski, you know, Ashwaubenon, and the region around.
Greater Green Bay, then.
Greater Green Bay. Mm-hmm. What we find is that parents of individuals who have disabilities, they have like their own little, I don't want to say club, but they talk, right?
The network.
They have their network and they're talking. And that's a lot of times how people understand what it is.
Right.
But we have partnerships. We have various partnerships with this program. And one of them is a Spiro.
Great.
So a person who is interested can go on, you know, Aspiro's website, and they can look under, I believe it was their services area, you know, the tab.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy website to navigate.
Yeah,
they can just go to Aspiro.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And then there is an application that they enter, and then Jessica Clemens at Aspiro will give their parents a call and start navigating. But once the application goes in, they are invited to a skills assessment.
Right. Do you have to be customer's not the right word, a member of a Spiro to apply at Spiro? If someone's not in a Spiro, how do they apply?
I don't know if I understand your question.
Well, you said that you can go to the Spiro website.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to be part of?
No.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
No.
All right. So we're telling our listeners, anyone can go to the Spiro website and apply for this project search.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Right. Yes. They have to be, you know, within the school district.
I get it. Greater Green Bay. Yeah. We're not taking people from other counties. And I understand that.
Can you tell me the mechanics of how you work to make these people, for lack of a better term, come out of their shell and become more confident and more personable?
Well, wonderful thing about Bell and Health is that we are caretakers, right?
Right.
So people, just because of their employment, are caretakers. They want to help people, right? They want to serve everyone. So these individuals will come into Bell and Health, and you know, people just gravitate to want to help them.
Great. That's awesome.
What you're doing there.
Volunteer. I don't care how big and successful a corporation is. Volunteers are still a lifeline in a lot of ways, aren't they?
They sure are. Yeah. They really are. They are the soft touch that was just mentioned in the beginning of the program. Yeah. That's what my people do. You know, we have all the matrix. We know all the things that, how many beds we have open, you know, our care, you know, stats. But when people come into the hospital, they're not excited to be there. No one is. No one really wants, unless you're pregnant and you're ready to have a baby. That's the only time you're excited to get there.
That hasn't happened to John or I, but we've been in there for colonoscopies. And we don't. But I will say,
gotta go there.
But those people are so nice, and they take you to your room.
Yes, they do. They do. And they're the soft touch. They're the human side of Bell and
I had a friend, World War II veteran, who's in one of my books. He was one of the valet or greeters until he was probably 90.
Yes, I remember him.
You know who I mean?
Yes, I do know who you mean. And I called you.
Oh!
Yes, I called you and I said, hey, we got to do something for this guy.
You're right.
Yes.
And you never called back.
no, we did. I'm trying to remember his last name. We became really close friends.
Yeah, he was a lovely man.
Lovely man. But it was close to 90.
Yeah, and he was on his deathbed and you came in and we did we got the flag in the room and stuff.
You remember that?
I do remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was a great man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I talked to your administrators years ago, but about how important those guys in the yellow jacket who take your car are.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're right. Nobody wants to be there. And even a visitor doesn't really want to be there.
No.
And you're right. I guess it's the pregnant ladies. Pregnant mom's all excited. Yeah, that's true. Come to think of it, we were excited going there. But by and large, they're not. Those guys were the best. I mean, they didn't take tips. Do they take them now?
No. Yeah. No, they don't. Maybe on a day like today, they think about it.
Yeah.
Jim wants that job if there's tips.
That's right. Okay, we'll move on.
Hey, how about you show a little appreciation? Let's give them a round of applause. We just had a really quick break. Don McCall, Bell and Sports Medicine is here. Landon Jones will be joining us.
Oh, man.
Wait until you hear this
story. This
guy's
going to be one of the wealthiest guys on our show someday.
Who's looking to get onto the Super Bowl with his commercial.
On Doritos. Did you see that?
John Spagnuolo from Philadelphia, former Packer and Philadelphia Eagle tight end, and the Labonte brothers in our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. They are awesome. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app and 1590 AM. We're going to talk about this down the road, but you want to know what an AM signal can do? Difference between FM and AM? Okay. We got contacted by two guys above the Arctic Circle in Finland who listened to our show.
Yes.
On our AM signal.
Can you believe that? That's awesome. And we got a text yesterday from a guy listening to us in Cancun.
Yeah. So this is cool. Don McCall, Bell and Sports Medicine. Great project you guys got going on. And
Project Search is, again, is a program that works with people with disabilities. I just want to be politically correct. I'm always nervous about, you know, Johnny, we were talking yesterday a little bit about how things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, just dialogue.
Yeah.
We want to just make sure, being in the radio, that we say the right thing. But
might be a little late in some cases, Jim, but go ahead.
That's true. But you go to the Aspira website, and if you have a child that is interested in this program, you could apply through that.
That is correct.
And tell us a little again about the program and what you see as just the highlights of it.
It brings I mean, it does so many things good for the individual who's in the program, right?
Right.
Like we had talked about, it helps their self-esteem, their awareness. They come out of their shell, and it takes, you know, they start in September, and by May, they're like almost transformed, right?
Wow.
It's really a wonderful program.
That's great.
We're excited. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you got to think of what it does for Bellin Health too, right? So, you know, when we have them in an internship, they are doing routine tasks that take time away from our caretakers, our CNAs, our nurses. So, because there's always a lot of paperwork. There's always a lot of things that are not maybe fun. Not that this isn't fun, but, you know, these individuals take pride in the role that we give them.
Of course, they're part of the solution.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
And so we can take the routine non-medical things away from the CNA or the RN, and then they can focus on patient care.
I'm not being rude, looking at my phone. I'm looking up the name of that gentleman of ours.
Oh,
the
World
War II veteran that worked for you and that you put me on to. And
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead.
Can I share the text real quick?
Yeah.
It says, Project Search is an absolute asset to our community. Thank you, Don, for helping manage the program at Bellin.
Wow. That's the second one we've got. Yeah. That's cool. You struck a chord.
Yeah. That's great because everyone wants to help in some way, but, you know, you guys are really stepping up and doing that. So I just want to go over who's eligible. Greater Green Bay, we have, well, Green Bay alone is 30,000. No, that wouldn't be right. That's how many kids are in our K-12, but who's eligible? It's a senior that, does the principal approve it, or how does that all work?
It goes through their special ed program. We work with the special ed directors.
Oh, I see. Sure. Yeah, that would make sense.
And, you know, it's that pool of individuals who are their last year of high school, and they're looking for that next bridge to be able to get employment, to better their skills so that they can be productive members of society.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for doing this. You know, we talk often about, you know, when they say Green Bay, best place to live in the United States, they're talking about Greater Green Bay. I mean, actually, it's the MSA, which is four counties. But, you know, this is the catalyst. This is the centerpiece of it. Of course, the county seat. But it's things like your program, I bet you, that weighed into that. Because we talk about, you know, the cost of living isn't that high here. The infrastructure is pretty good. A lot of natural resources. But then you get into the amenities. I don't want to really call this an amenity, but this is the support for the homeless, for people with addiction, people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
Bellin does a lot of that.
We do a lot of services in our community. You know, that's what makes Bellin different than any other hospital in Green Bay, because not that, you know, they're all wonderful, but we're the community-based hospital. Everyone else has a corporate headquarters somewhere else. Hmm. We have our corporate headquarters here. This is where, you know, this is where we started, and this is where our community is.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. Talk to me a little bit more about, I recruit volunteers as well. Tell me how someone would join the volunteer program at Bellin.
So Bellin, you go to the Bellin website, you go to bellin.org/volunteers. There's an application that you can put in for being a Bellin volunteer. The application's submitted, and then we start the process of onboarding you. And what would that mean is, because we're a hospital, we do have some medical requirements, immunizations, that we require any healthcare provider has to have, them being an MMR and TB.
Right. And of course, a background check too.
I
do those every day.
Yeah,
so,
background check is important.
But, you know, 99.9% of the people, it's not a big deal.
Right.
So,
and even if you do come, we still work through it, because we do have some people who have to do some community service.
Right.
And we have programming for that as well. And we're happy to guide them and make those.
Are those ladies happen. In the gift shop volunteers, or are you paying them?
They're volunteers.
Oh, man.
Jim wants that job,
you
too.
You need to tip them.
They're awesome volunteers.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
By the way, can I just read a text not related to you, something else? What do you think of duck eggs?
Did you hear that?
I heard. You know, I'm not a fan. I can't eat eggs usually.
Okay.
And duck eggs are not on my radar either.
Just the term alone turns you off.
Kind of.
Good morning. I was listening this morning. Understand that you have not had duck eggs. I would like to invite you all for breakfast. We will have duck eggs, steak, and mimosas. Mm-hmm. You will love it. My name is Julie, and I live near Shirley, if you know where that is.
So
I'm in.
Julie and Shirley are friends then, huh?
Wow, wow, wow. Hey, Don, I got to ask you one quick question. As far as with working for a hospital situation and everything like that, I mean, you got to have a certain something inside of you where it's not just a job. It's got to be a passion, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You have to be able to want to serve the individuals who are in your community.
Like personally?
Yes.
That's awesome. I think that's really cool. You don't just punch the time clock and whatever.
No.
Yeah.
This is a great program, and I want to give Green Bay kudos like a Spiro. I think that's a great program.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and having people, work is good. I mean, you feel like you're accomplishing something, and you got to learn a skill, and I think the fact that you weigh in on the soft skills, I think you're making a bigger impact than you might even think.
You know, it's a really, you know, you've been doing it a while, you know, 10 years. It's just like every group that comes into Project Search is, you see the evolution.
Right.
It's really great.
That's awesome.
I love what you're doing.
Me too.
I think that's so, I think the personality aspect is so much more important than people realize sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I agree.
If you don't have the personality, sometimes you can't get beneath that shell and bring out the potential they all have.
Exactly.
And awesome.
They all have potential.
They do.
Don McColl, Bell and Sports Medicine. Wonderful having you on here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How was my rendition?
I liked it. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, man, don't say it. She liked it as much as she liked the ice jug we gave her.
Or as much as she liked my song as much as she likes duck eggs.
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
We come back. Landon Jones. It's awesome. Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers declared an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin yesterday. The declaration comes as a large winter storm has dumped snow in the region, causing an increased demand for and distribution delays of heating oil and propane. The executive order will now allow supply chain workers and drivers to exceed daily work hour restrictions for 30 days. Health officials in Wisconsin say a new strain might be the cause behind an unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to the DHS, the outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. But this year, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state. Experts believe that the increase is due to a new strain of the norovirus that most residents haven't built up an immunity to. Norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea and is sometimes called the stomach flu. A Neenah teenager has been ordered to stand trial for allegedly shooting two people on November 29th. 17-year-old Anthony Hendricks faces six charges, including first-degree reckless injury, for the incident that happened on Bell Street in Neenah. One of those injured was Hendricks' 11-year-old brother. The other was an adult. Hendricks was bound over for trial at a preliminary hearing Thursday. He will be arraigned on February 3rd. Fire Chief Mike Stanley is leaving Oshkosh and is moving back to Colorado, where he will be the new Deputy Fire Chief in Greeley. Stanley has been the Fire Chief in Oshkosh since 2018. Oshkosh Interim City Manager John Fitzpatrick says moving to Greeley will allow Stanley to help several of his family members in the state. Stanley's last day as Oshkosh Fire Chief is January 29th. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks, Don McColl, Bell and Sports Medicine, and the entire gang over there. And, of course, Lisa Hale. Nuisco weekend preview, and I think I pronounced it wrong again.
Pretty close. Nuisco weekend.
Nuisco weekend, which is a phenomenal show. Right now, We've got a very interesting gentleman.
Oh, man.
Landon Jones, Adobe Bryant, Green Bay creator. His commercial is a semifinalist for Doritos and could possibly air during the Super Bowl, which is the second highest rated sporting event, I think, in the world. Mm-hmm. This is funny, though. I was just reading this the other day. It said highest rated or most viewership. The finals of the World Cup has half of the population of the world watches.
Wow.
Maybe we'll go to every 4 years. Yeah, wow.
Landon Jones, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your background. You went to school about three blocks away here, and you stayed home, and you're a creator, and welcome. Give us a little bit about yourself. This is exciting.
Thanks. I appreciate the introduction. So I'm a creative content creator from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have an agency over on Walnut Street called Respect. We do a lot of creative work, web design, graphic design, videography, photography. We do some podcast stuff. And, yeah, I graduated from Green Bay East 2004.
Played some ball?
Yeah. Yeah, we play some ball.
You schooled Harry Boyce, you told me.
Yes, I did.
You blocked his shots every practice to the point where he almost wept. Is that true?
This is very true. Nothing is truer. I'm just kidding, Harry.
But tell us more about how you went from Green Bay East to doing what you're doing and then what this next step could possibly be.
So after high school, I went to UW-Milwaukee for 2 years. I was going for healthcare administration. But on the side, when I'd be at my dorm, I'd just be working on Photoshop, different creative apps. And I started to meet people who needed creative services, mostly in the music industry. And I created stuff for them, and they started to offer to pay me. And it was just kind of like the light bulb went off. And, you know, I was going to my anatomy class. If you ever taken an anatomy class, anatomy's crazy.
Right.
You got to study, like, all the time. So I just found that my passion
was... You got to know where everything is.
Yeah, exactly. I found that my passion was more in the creative field. So just took the jump, dropped out, and just started pursuing that.
That's awesome. Well,
it's keeping you employed for 20 years.
Yeah.
So you must be really good at what you do. But I really got to know you just recently over this ad that you put together. And I'm telling you, I think you're going to win. I think you put together an ad for Doritos. They put together a contest and said, submit ads, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, they must have got a million ads.
Thousands, yeah.
Thousands, yeah. I'm sure they got thousands of ads. They keep whittling it down. You are a semifinalist. They're down to 25 ads. Yours is one of them.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if people have
we
seen
saw
what,
it.
What do you call that
it's,
ad?
It's like if somebody really wants something.
To, it's on YouTube. But how do people, if they want to watch it, like right now?
It's called That's Bold.
That's Bold.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the name of the ad. So just Google That's Bold, and you will see the work of Landon. It's really funny. Where do you come up with these concepts? That is a good one.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes they just come out of thin air. but yeah, I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it, and I just try and think of different scenarios playing out, like obviously not all based in like reality, how things actually work, you know, just like what could be ridiculous or like just interesting that makes somebody laugh. And I was like, well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? If that effect happened? Okay. The head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Man, that's funny. That is a guy, the person who...
Absolutely. I wonder if it would work there.
And there was a low-budget commercial. Is that fair to say?
It doesn't look low-budget, though.
No,
the,
it doesn't.
The technical aspects are top-notch.
And the kitchen, but tell us about how you... the production of it.
I mean, the production, like, on the budget side, it was pretty simple. You know, most of it, it's just over the years, just learning lighting. I don't want to say mastering because I believe in always being a student, but just having a firmer grasp on the fundamentals of lighting and composition and stuff like that. I think that's where it appears really professional, but it didn't take a ton of money to accomplish that. It's just, you know how and good
taste.
Well,
the camera never really moved, right?
It was on the tripod. It moved for, I believe, one shot.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah, there was one handheld shot.
Okay.
There.
All right. Was that shot here in Green Bay? I mean, is that in somebody's house?
Yeah, so actually, Harry's in-laws, Tom, Holly Weiske, thank you for letting us use your beautiful kitchen.
It's a beautiful kitchen.
It is.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Have you made any commitments like, oh, if I win, I'll give you X percent or this or that? Don't do that. But
No.
Okay.
No. You angling in on some of this?
No. I'll pay for the production cost for 10%. Yeah. That's got to be really fun. How did you hear? So you submitted it. When did they take that first round?
It was November. I think it was November 21st that the initial submissions were due by.
And how did you hear that you made a cut?
They emailed me, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Those must be fun to open up.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, I was screaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a text here. When will you know if you win?
So January 14th, they cut it down to 3 finalists.
And it's what, 25 right now?
Yeah, 25. Okay. And then it'll go to public voting.
Oh, yeah. Really?
There, that's another plus in your
column. How can we tell people? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll get you some votes here, I'll tell you. Yeah.
It'll be on DoritosCrash.com.
DoritosCrash.com.
Well, we'll wait till the 14th.
Yeah.
And then we'll wait till the 14th because that's when they take it down to 3. That's not a lot. I mean, and one of those is going to win $1 million. So,
yeah.
Wow. You guys should all just get together and say, look, I'm not as confident as I should be. I'm not. And just say the three of us, let's just split it 3-3-3.
I agree.
We're getting a lot of texts from people asking they want to see it now. So if you text the station, I will send you the link so
you
can watch it.
Awesome.
All right.
How do they text your time?
They can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. Use the text button in the lower right-hand corner. Make sure and choose WGBW or WISS.
Awesome.
So do you need more work? I mean, how can we help you? I got to be honest with you.
Are you hiring? I've always wanted to work for an ad agency.
I love working. Yeah, I mean, I would love to do some stuff with businesses, local. We work with Crown & Common, Angelina's, Better Days Mentoring, the workshop on Hobart with Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff local.
I'm so impressed with people like yourself who just starts at a grassroots. You know, you weren't born with the silver spoon, as they say, where, you know, like the old saying, born on third base, act like you hit like a triple.
Yeah.
You did all this yourself, didn't you? Just from like sitting on your couch and coming up with an idea of what you wanted to do. You created. You know, they always say, I forget what movie I was watching, and these guys were going to, I know, it was the one about the guy that started Facebook, Todd. What's his name?
Zuckerberg. Yeah.
And he's in with the dean or whatever, and he says, our goal at Harvard isn't for you to find a good job and get hired. Our goal is for you to be the person creating your own job and doing the hiring. And you did that on your own. That's so impressive.
Yeah, I don't think anything great is done alone. I appreciate that sentiment. But my partner, Kaveh Barakashan, Timothy Eddins, the actor in the video, I've had a lot of great people helping me. And
in your soul, in your heart, this passion type thing, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Definitely.
Is there someone close to you that was like, did you keep it a secret or did you tell the world that you applied?
Oh, I had to keep it a secret because $1 million was on the line, so I didn't really say much.
But now that, and then you've told people, the media's been kind of on you a little bit, right?
Yeah, I've been getting contacted quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody, I mean, in a good way, the media.
Oh, no,
in a good
absolutely.
Way.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody from outside our state that's calling you?
No, not yet.
Okay, still, I know you're still the Wisconsin guy. Yeah. And I'm assuming you're the only.
Yep.
If you even make it to that next round, what can that do for your business?
Oh, I feel like, you know, I'm not encouraging steroid use or anything, but I feel like it puts the business on steroids. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a stamp. It's validation, you know?
That's what I mean,
from one of the largest national brands.
That's what I mean. Wow.
Even that, you make the next cut. I just think you're going to be fine. But anyway, making this cut is worth promoting yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm just enjoying this whole process. Doritos, their whole team has been super cool about helping.
Do you get free Doritos?
For life?
I hope so.
You know what I love? Also, you know what I love about it? Obviously, it's got a surprise ending, so I'm not going to give anything away, this commercial does. But the other part is, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple, but cool. It's not like a bunch of moving parts yet. You got to really follow it. Because the Super Bowl, sometimes, I think they overthink it with their ads. And so it's just like, What are they trying to say?
Is it the tailgate? Is it the car? What are they trying to sell with all that? The mud flaps?
Exactly.
But yours is bold, which is Doritos wants. They want to be bold. I mean, that's why. And you use a variety of Doritos in there, which I think is good, too. You just didn't pick one.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, and I think that's what people need to see, because there's a lot of commercials. I mean, even if you're the only Doritos commercial, there's going to be cars and beer and everything else.
This will stand up.
And I think this
would be one of those things that I always say Monday mornings, every radio, hey, what was your favorite commercial?
Right.
Yep.
This would make such an impact. It's incredible.
That Doritos guy from Green Bay.
Absolutely.
He's hilarious.
Yep.
In fact, they'd probably, knowing how it ends, they're going to sell off the shelf.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every guy in America will be out there buying bags of Doritos.
Yeah.
Now, did you have to get the okay from Doritos, or did they contact you? How did that part of it work?
With regard to
the entry of the first round.
You guys doing a commercial for Doritos?
Oh, okay. No, it was open to the public. Anybody could enter. Doritos Crash Super Bowl contest, it's been going on for years. It was gone for 8 years, but
okay.
It came back.
Got it.
And so, yeah, anybody in the U.S. could enter.
Got it.
He made this commercial 4 years ago.
And has been what you were
sitting on it. But the reason you sat on it was the contest wasn't available, right?
Yeah, it wasn't available. And then when the contest came around, there was some stuff in the rules that said it has to be like a new piece of work.
Original?
Yeah, so I just recreated it. Used everything that I learned from lighting in that time and just
value. You're a pro. You got an advertising agency. Did you run it by one of your old professors or somebody to say, what do you think? Or is this just you made all the decisions?
A focus group?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kaveh, Tim, just internally. Harry saw it before it was submitted.
But like Johnson, you didn't do a focus group and change a word or change an action. And I think that's great. No, just sometimes I think people, they don't do anything because it's, analysis or paralysis through analysis, and I think I just applaud you for taking the guts just to put your name in there too. And look how far you've got.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's
awesome.
It's
gotta be fun though.
Oh, super fun. Okay, we're having a blast.
When are you going to hire me? Think about that.
Okay, Johnny,
I got some great ideas.
Johnny wants a job. I want 10%. And Todd wants Doritos.
I told them when I was in college, I got an A-plus in my commercial thing that I had to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, come on down to Johnny's Auto Emporium. You can't believe what we got here. I'm telling you, I can beat your guy. We're going to set a quick break. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
And by the way, you said the streets are a little slippery out there, right?
Yeah.
Driving around?
Yeah, I'd be careful out there.
Okay.
All right.
Quick break. John Spagnuolo, former Green Bay Packer and Philadelphia Eagle, is coming up. The Labonte brothers. You do not want to miss them. Stay with us. He was no more than
a baby. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. Of course, the Civic Media app and 1590 AM. We are with a very cool guy, Landon Jones, Adobe Bryant, Green Bay creator. Commercials, a semifinalist for Doritos, could possibly air during the Super Bowl. But again, we were just talking, nobody handed anything to you. You did it all on your own. And I think that has to, self-gratification, that has to feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even in this competition, just looking at some of the people we're going up against.
Yeah.
Production companies, like 20 different people on the project.
Exactly. Right.
I'm sitting over here wearing all the hats, doing the whole video by myself. So, yeah, it feels really good. And just to be, in that echelon.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
What made you decide to stick around Green Bay? I mean, you could go someplace else and do this kind of work. And then also, for young people who may be listening to this going, man, I really enjoy this stuff. I really want to get into it. Do you have some
great
advice
question
for them?
Yeah, I love my city. I grew up here, born and raised. I'm not big on the bright lights, fast moving stuff. I like going there, enjoying it. But there's something about here
absolutely
that I just love. And, I want to make something here. I see it happen in, the music industry. I'm not sure if you guys are super familiar with Drake.
But Drake, of course.
Yeah, he just blew up Toronto. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he brought everybody with him. I would love to do that for Green Bay, with the creatives. Just create a platform for him. You know what I mean?
I do.
That's awesome.
But your old teammate, too, Harry Boyce, same thing. He played basketball all over the world. Could have settled in any of those places. Comes back. What does he try to do? Help kids. And he does it. He and Chandra both do the same thing. They wear t-shirts that says, I don't play. Meaning, don't give me any. I don't play that game. So I think that structure is important for some of the young kids around here too, don't you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You need structure.
Yeah,
you have to have that.
So what, you went to East, then you went to UWM. What classes did you study? And you kind of, your spark to get into this was internal. It was.
Was it more self-taught, or was it?
Yeah. So actually, Scott Christie at Green Bay East, when I was a junior there, that was my first experience with Adobe Photoshop.
Okay.
He was teaching us how to design websites, and I was kind of just goofing off, making like my own stuff, like when I was supposed to be doing the website stuff, because it was interesting to me. So like it like sparked something, and you know, I'd say he gave me the foundation in Photoshop just through that class. And I took it to UWM, where I eventually got a laptop for classes, but then I downloaded Photoshop and just went that route.
Awesome.
That is great that teacher saw that, that she had the opportunity to explore that talent. You didn't know they had that. That happens in music all the time. People get in there and it's like, hey, I kind of like this. And then they they get self-taught. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I've been taking lessons forever and can't do that. But
can I actually get a paycheck for doing this?
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so what was your degree in then? So you went to DB. What did you take there? You said you took. What classes
UWM,
kids should think about?
I was going for healthcare administration. Right, so it was like an anatomy, physiology, that type of stuff.
But that's not required for what you do now. Don't scare these kids
not
away.
At all. No, my heart wasn't in it. So I dropped out. I pursued something that I was into.
All right, you are self-taught. I mean, you are the musician that picks up the banjo. Right, no, I get it.
I just had a conversation about this with somebody yesterday, and I don't know about the term self-taught, because there's so many teachers on YouTube who, what would you do without them? Like, they took all the trial and error out of everything for you and showed you, like, okay, this is the path. And, yeah, so I'm YouTube University.
We got entertainers coming in here, musicians. We got one coming up in a little bit, the Labonte Brothers. But many of them are sitting, it's like, wow, how did you learn how to play guitar so good? YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is huge.
I got a repairman or fix-it guy who can do anything. And remember, I had a refrigerator problem one day. I go, I don't know where the manual is. That's right. I'm just going to YouTube this. How to fix the so-and-so in a yada yada. It's like, wow, you're right.
If you want to learn something, there's no excuse. All you got to do is hop on YouTube.
Really?
What's your goal?
I think so.
I mean, I hope this works for you.
I mean, besides being a doctor.
No, that too. I hope this works for you, but what are how big do you want to get?
What was that?
How big do you want to get?
Oh, man.
What's your vision for your company?
I would love to just do stuff with brands, like national brands, global brands, travel, create. Like I said, offer a platform for aspiring creatives from this area, the surrounding area.
Okay, we got the big white elephant in the room or whatever. NFL draft, how can you make an impact in the NFL draft here? You got the world looking at Green Bay, Wisconsin in 100 days.
Yeah.
Any plans?
As far as the draft, we were talking about actually renting out our space that we have on Walnut Street. We have a media center, so we have backdrops, microphones, cameras, tripods,
there you go.
Lights, everything. So that's how we're kind of angling, just trying to be a resource for anybody that wants to come in and create content.
Love it. Love it. How about this? We do a thing, okay? I'll write it and I'll be the talent.
That's typical.
That
producer.
Word is used loosely. Right. Yeah, loosely. There.
a welcome to Green Bay thing for people out there. We post it nationwide, worldwide, whatever, for people coming to Green Bay, what to do, what to see, the cool points, the not so cool points. What do you think?
I'm down.
All right. Sign I'm ready. I'm working on this. Deal?
Send
deal?
It to me.
Deal.
It's a deal.
Standing.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
You're not in it. Because it was my idea.
If you're in it, I'm not. You're right.
Wow.
All right, thanks, Landon, for coming in.
You can be in it.
Oh, hey, I
can be
you.
In it? You okay. can be
thank
in it.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
No, this is great. And we're going to be watching you, and I think a lot of people are pulling for you for a lot of reasons. But one of the biggest reasons, it's a great ad.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it, Jim.
And you know what? You're way too humble.
Why do you say that?
Because if this was me, I'd be like, you're not going to believe this. I came up with this. I did this on my own. Jim, you're not kidding. Let me tell you something. This is unbelievable what I came up with. I'm going to win $1 million. I'm going to win $1 million. I'm not.
Thank you.
You want me to pull a Kanye West?
Pull a Kanye.
There you go. Grab the mic.
Landon Jones, man. Keep it rocking.
I will.
Name your company, where you're at.
Respect. 735 East Walnut Street.
Phenomenal. Best of luck, buddy.
Thank
Trust me, we'll be voting.
Appreciate it.
We'll get others to come along with you. John Spagnuolo, former Green Bay Packer and Philadelphia Eagle, coming up talking about Sunday's ball game. The Labonte Brothers are the Heights Public part of the music series. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.